Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Monday, going to be mainly sunny, high of about 76 degrees. Kenosha, 56 at this hour, now 50 in Burlington, Milwaukee, 59, 61 in Racine. A 9/11 memorial service held last night at the Racine County Fairgrounds commemorating the 15th anniversary of that tragic event. The observance including a huge American flag draped between a pair of fire trucks, a casket symbolizing those who died, an honor guard, and a keynote speech by the Reverend Mark Jaramillo. He also serves as a fire department chaplain.
I believe that what shocked us the most that morning was not the unthinkable diabolical method used to attack us, or the scope and magnitude of the attacks. I believe what shocked us most was that it was an attack on our way of life, a way of life that embraces freedom and democracy.
The crowd estimated at well over 200, not including the dozens of first responders. In Milwaukee, there was a piece of steel from the World Trade Center site that was at the War Memorial 15 years after the attack. Milwaukee's police chief, Ed Flynn, was at the Pentagon when the one plane crashed into the building. He laid a wreath during the remembrance ceremony yesterday to honor the 60 police officers who died. Judge Maxine White among the speakers, who said, "We must continue to rise from the ashes all over America and find our own way to show the world that we are truly worthy of the extent of sacrifices so many made that day." Racine County residents will be representing many public, private, and volunteer agencies, again taking part in a comprehensive training program and exercise next spring. This is to deal with large-scale disasters, and it's going to be held at the Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland. The last time a group from Racine County did this, 1998, 77 county, city, and community officials made that trip, led by Racine County's Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack, who says this new group will hear from people who've gone through the large-scale disasters during their training sessions, and then they're going to take part in a two-day disaster drill designed by EMI instructors based on what could actually happen in Racine County.
They'll be coming into Racine, looking at our community. They'll be taking pictures. They're going to look at our plans, our procedures, and they are going to build a disaster drill around our community so that when everybody's sitting in their station, they are going to respond as if they were responding to, let's say, a tornado that hit the entire county.
The group will consist of law enforcement, fire personnel, public health, public works officials, representatives of volunteer agencies, even the private sector, along with elected officials. He felt that after 18 years, 19 by the time they go out there, the time was right to take part in another training session. FEMA is going to pick up the tab for the training, except for participants' meal tickets, the event to be in May of next year. The operator of a motorcycle taken by Flight for Life up to Frederick Hospital. The accident, 8400 block of East Windlake Road, Sunday evening. Racine County Communications Center getting 911 calls about the operator of the bike down on the ground, unconscious but breathing. Sheriff's deputies determined the operator had been thrown, landing in a driveway while not wearing a helmet, and that alcohol appeared to have been a factor. Law enforcement agencies from around the country, including Wisconsin State Patrol, are all going to be part of Break Safety Week. It's throughout this week. Lieutenant Carl Kittlestadt says the initiative focuses in on the brake systems of all commercial vehicles. The program, though, also about public education.
We talk with truckers and mechanics about keeping their vehicle brakes and other equipment in safe working order. The Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Alliance has created brochures that we hand out during traffic stops to help educate industry, drivers, and mechanics so that they understand and know how to keep their brake systems in proper working order.
State Patrol last year did nearly 700 of these inspections, resulting in 136 commercial vehicles and 41 drivers being taken out of service. And there was a fire Sunday morning in Racine that caused about $3,000 damage to a home in the 900 block of Geneva Street. It began in a first-floor bedroom and, while quickly contained by arriving city crews, led to a rather sizable amount of heat and smoke damage. A news release indicates that some of the occupants were asleep at the time the fire broke out. Everybody, though, did get outside safely. How the fire began, that is still under investigation. Aaron Rodgers threw a pair of touchdowns yesterday, ran for another, and the Packers, well, they were able to hold off Jacksonville in the season opener, 27-23. Everybody, of course, wondering, how's Jordy Nelson going to do? He did pretty good, maybe a little bit warm out there, but he did okay. Fellow was nice to contribute in all the action.
Obviously great to be back out there, helping the team win a game. Getting in the end zone is always fun, especially get the first one out of the way. And get the first win. Sometimes it's hard, you know, to get the first one, especially on the road. So, big win. We'll watch the film and correct some things, but, you know, it's a good start.
Packers take on the Minnesota Vikings next up in the new Viking Stadium on Sunday. Badgers upset win over LSU at Green Bay's Lambeau Field, of course, had some suggesting that they ought to do that again. The businesses around Camp Randall Stadium might argue against that, though. That was one of the team's 7 listed home games for which those businesses make a lot of money before, during, and after. Benjamin Wilkie is the manager of Jordan's Big Ten Pub. He tells the Wisconsin State Journal they count on all those home games every year, and with LSU coming in so highly ranked, it meant a lot of money lost. Wilkie would have liked a reciprocal arrangement for the Packers to come play a preseason game at Camp Randall to make up for their missed game. He understands its excitement from a fan standpoint, but for business, not so good. Next major building project at UW Parkside, more than likely going to be a $35 million renovation of Wiley Hall. It's a multi-story building that houses the library, classrooms, computer labs, key administrative offices, and the main place commons area. That project has been approved by the Board of Regents twice, but it failed to get funding from the legislature. The hope is that it will be included in the next spending plan for 2017-18. Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford talking to our partners at Gateway Public Radio about the proposed project, including some rather critically important infrastructure improvements.
Along with this, and when you're going to have to be behind the walls, we want to also move some walls in order to create a learning commons and to enhance student services for our students. And at UW Parkside, 60% of the students are first in their family to go to college. The way that Wiley Hall was constructed in the early 70s, is not serving really today's student. And so we want to modernize some of the offices and spaces where students gather and where they learn. And so we are very hopeful that this project will be funded.
Last big construction project at Parkside, the renovation and expansion of the theater and music performance areas, those were completed about 4 years ago. And the United Way of Racine County's annual campaign is now underway. No dollar amount has been publicly mentioned as the goal, like in years past. The intent, though, still the same, helping the community. United Way President Rod Prouty, at the kickoff, updating the participants on the Building an Educated Workforce partnership with Racine Unified. He also said that fundraising is critically important, but the success of United Way, in his words, will be measured by the impact it makes towards its goals in the community, not by how much money is raised. For more information, online, www.unitedwayracine.org, or give them a call, 262-898-2240. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form, and they're on our webpage. You go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.